May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Son of Mishael Abel Nebiah Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Son of Mishael Abel Yedidiah Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's my privilege and honor to introduce to you the sons and daughters of Yisrael Abel now entering the sanctuary. Now I'd like to introduce to you one of the sons of Yisrael Abel, Yeshurun Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. May the PCI be to each and every one of you. You may be seated. My title today is The Oath is Defiled. The oath has been defiled by sin, with sickness, which are now incurable diseases, like cancer, tuberculosis, brain cancer, lung disease, AIDS, HPV, Ebola, and HIV, just to name a few. They confuse people's minds to where they can't think clearly. Please play video one.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with heavy hearts. We come to you with confused minds. We come to you with confused minds. Confused minds. Confused minds. Confused minds. Confused minds.
The world leaders say insane things, like, I am going to build a giant wall to keep the refugees away, and we need to carpet bomb ISIS. They are so confused they don't even understand why they worship ISIS. Yes, the goddess ISIS, they also say we are going to waterboard people and make comments like, we'll see if the sand glows after we bomb them. Now, all of this is coming from world leaders and current presidential candidates. And now all of this is coming from world leaders and current presidential candidates, and people applaud and approve over this type of insanity. Their minds are confused because they have been taught to lead a lifestyle of sin and uncleanness, doing whatever they feel like doing. Whenever they feel like doing it, and eating unclean things from a defiled oath. This causes the pestilences, disease epidemics, famines, and earthquakes, natural disasters that Yeshua Messiah told us would be the worst ever in this generation. The great prophet Isaiah also showed us that sin is the cause of all these things. Please read Isaiah 24, verse 1 through 6. That's your homework assignment for today. In the 10th book of Yisrael, part 1, chapter 15 through verse 29, pastor says, yes, the world knows this, but they call it kodash when they eat these unclean things. Turn off to me with Isaiah 65. Now, yeah, Isaiah fought this. He said in Isaiah 24, you've got to change the laws, broken the everlasting covenant. Because of this, the earth is defiled, and it will have to actually be burned up to be cleaned up. That's what Yahweh is telling us. Fire, yes, fire. That's what it will take. It's a mess right now. Also in the first book of Yisrael, chapter 33, verse 57, pastor says, here in Isaiah 24, we see that the earth is corrupt. So he is going to have to bring a burning on the earth. This burning will have to take place. And this too, as water will cleanse the earth. Yahweh and fire. water and fire. Yahweh shows will do a cleansing. This burning that is going to take place. You can bet it's for the prions and for the mixture, the defilement of animals that we have defiled. That Yahweh has to clean up. There's no way we could do it. There's no way otherwise you could. I don't know of any other way you could do this without a flood or a burning to take place on a planet to do this. Recently, Yahweh's young farmers were able to deal with some of animals that had parasite problems. In fact, some of them were dying, so we had to move quickly. We contacted the local veterinarian to see what he thought about the situation, and he said it's a normal thing nowadays. He said the parasites are in the earth and it's like a fighting and losing battle. He said everyone has the same problems. The dewormers and the antibiotics aren't working like they used to. The parasites are becoming resistant to everything available. All we can do is hope for a long, dry, hot period of time to kill the parasites. Please play video 2. We had to gather the goats to be doctored. Some of the goats didn't want to stand still for it. It's very sad to see a mother goat or a young kid goat in pain and not be able to help it, then to find it dead within a few days. These parasites work very fast. Anyone with a mind that can think should be able to see this. Can't keep going on like this. We have to change this or we won't have any food worth eating. If they would only listen to the one crying out, the one that cried out when working at the State of Board of Health laboratories in Kansas. The one who has been telling this dying world over the result of their actions would be in advance over 50 years ago, he told them. Yisro Hawkins is still crying out to this dying world, showing, telling, teaching how to prevent this from ever occurring again. But for now, the earth is defiled. If you all please stand, I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker.
Son of Yisrael Abel, Deacon Yisrael Abel Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The title of my sermon today is Don't Yield to the Temptations of the World. Now, the word temptation from Merriam-Webster's is the act of tempting or the state of being tempted, especially to evil. Enticement, something enticing. Now, the world, as we know, has many temptations to offer you to try to lead you off of the straight and narrow path. And if you look at Matithia, turn to the book of Matithia, and look at chapter 7, and starting at verse 13, this is on page 733, Matithia chapter 7, verse 13. And it says, enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who go that way. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there are who find it. And we are offered a position by Yahweh in the second book of Israel, going on to perfection number 1, starting at verse 18. Pastor says here, brethren, the tests that they are bringing on us are for our benefit, not for theirs. They are not for their pleasure, although I think they are getting pleasure out of them sometimes. I'm not getting any pleasure for them. I know that I'm only getting the satisfaction of knowing that I'm being tried. I consider this an honor. I have brought this out in sermons before, but I want to refresh your memory. If you received the letter by the President of the United States, I'm sure you would feel a certain amount of honor from that, especially if he wrote to you personally, inviting you to come and see him, or inviting you to be a member of his staff. You would probably feel a certain amount of honor for that. Hopefully you wouldn't. Hopefully you're above that. The very highest being in the universe has written you a letter, inviting you to be a part of his staff. Brethren, that's an honor to me. I know that highest being in the universe is testing me to see if I can qualify for a position. Not only is he testing me, he's guiding my every move. He's telling me everything to do so I won't slip up and make a mistake, so I can become worthy. How can you get an offer above that? This is what's offered to each and every one of you here today if you will come to perfection. So it's offered to each and every one of us, but only if we come to perfection. Remember, Genesis 1:26, Yahweh has made us in his, or he wants us to be in his image and likeness and have the same character that he has. And we can achieve that if we keep our mind on the goal and not be pulled to the side. In the seventh book of Israel, part 2, chapter 4, verse 32, it says, now verse 7, woe to the world, get this next one, and you'll find out how important sin is. Woe to the world because of temptations to sin. Because of temptations to sin, it is necessary that temptations come. And of course, there couldn't be any more temptations today than there are. It's all around you. It's everywhere you look. It's being advertised to you daily on billboards and signs and music and television and everything else. Satan has used it to the fullest extent. There's only one voice in the world, brethren, that's saying to you and to the world, you need to come out of this world and shut this world off from you and start building your mind for righteousness. Now, in The Peaceful Solution, it teaches us about these influences. Now, an influence is something that has the ability to affect the way you think, feel, and behave. But on page 59 of the Building Moral Excellence, it says here, the question of the day, are all influences negative? All influences are not negative. Influences can be negative or positive. And then it tells us how to identify a positive influence. Positive influences will motivate you to make right choices and decisions that will build your positive character. A positive influence will not conflict with a moral choice. And then looking over to page 60, it tells us how to identify a negative influence. It says negative influences can cause you to make choices that are immoral. An immoral choice can have a negative effect on your character. It can result in harm to yourself and others. It is for this reason that negative influences can pose a barrier to developing a positive character. So the world is full of negative influences to try to take your mind off of the goal that is set before us. Remember, the tests are for our benefit, and there's temptations in the stores, as Pastor said, on the billboards, the television, all over the entertainment, the ads on television. In the 13th book of Israel, part 2, chapter 21, verses 103, it says, I want every one of you there with me. And you can be. You can be. Yahweh makes it possible. With Yahweh, all things are possible. You just got to choose it. Choose it, but then obey it. Don't go against it. Now, this is the time of the year when you're going to be pulled by the ads on television, the goofy stuff that they stick up in signs up and down the roads. It's all a temptation, the music, you know. They'll poke that in your mind, and you'll go around singing jingle bells. And your mind will be doing the same thing. It'll be jingling. And if you listen closely, you can hear your IQ dropping really fast. It hits the ground really hard, like raindrops, if you eat too much of it. Don't eat it. Eat the book of Yahweh. Eat the book of Yahweh, and then obey it. Choose to eat it, and then obey it. And in the sixth book of Israel, chapter 21, verse 8, it says you really need to be getting away from the entertainment that Satan is providing. It's a love for the world. And if you don't get that, if you don't get from that love for the world, I'm serious about destroying your television sets. If you got a child in the house that likes to watch television, try to get the child on other things. But if you've got the temptation in front of him, or you're sitting there watching television and telling your child, go study, it won't work. You need to be studying with him, or you need to be programming his studies and having a part in it and letting him know that you are interested in him or her and their lives. So we need to be on guard and not let these temptations turn our minds. If you look at Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, it says, "Guard your mind with all diligence, for out of it flows the springs of life." And in the 13th book of Israel, part 1, chapter 3, verse 34, pastor is reading from Matthew 23. It says, let's go to Matthew 23, this last day's work that you're in here. Remember what he says about it. It's going to overshadow even the coming out of Egypt. It's going to overshadow because the strongest pulls of Satan are right now. She has every way of tempting mankind, subliminal suggestions that you get from all directions, especially as you go in the stores and worldly places, or somebody drives you or drives down the road with some boom boxes in his car and shoving that in your mind. There's all kinds of ways. But the push buttons now, so I understand, some of these games have a lot of subliminal suggestions in them that steer people to doing things that they don't intend to do. And the Peaceful Solution talks about this, the influences, and you'll want to go out and react or do the things that you may see in a movie or in a video game, and you'll want to do it to other people. So you really need to be careful of those things too. And then the second book of Israel, going on to perfection number 26, verse 8, it says, "The communication technology has increased, so it's coming at you from every direction. There are even subliminal suggestions coming to you through the music that is played in the grocery stores and the clothing stores. Satan has all of these ways to get you, to cause you to resist one or more of the laws of Yahweh or not uphold one or more of the laws of Yahweh." Now, if you'll go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and look at verse 3. This is found on page 907. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, and it says, "But I fear that by any means, as the serpent subtly deceived Eve with her craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted and led astray by the simplicity, led astray from the simplicity that is in the Messiah." So you need to be careful of those things. It may look right, remember, it may look desirable, but in the end it leads to death. So as the Peaceful Solution teaches, set our mind in advance. We need to set our mind in advance. Make up your mind. I will or I won't do this. It may not be easy, but you can do it. Set your mind, set your guard to resist these things, to resist the temptations. Look over to Romans. Romans 12 and verse 21. This is found on page 883. Romans 12, verse 21. And it says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with righteousness." So be strong. And in the 11th book of Israel, chapter 1, verse 54, it says, verse 5, "I will give to them in my house," that limits it. It limits it to a particular place. Deuteronomy 12, verse 5 said, "Seek the habitation of Yahweh, my house, seek it, and there go. And I'll show you my judgments. Start doing my judgments, keeping my laws, and then I will show you my salvation. Only then at my house," in my house. Do you get anything else out of that? That stands for sure. There's nothing that contradicts that scripture from one end of the Holy Scriptures to the other. In my house, or you're out of my face. So one way or the other, we can't straddle the fence thinking that we can hold on to Baal. But be strong. Don't give in. Be strong. Be enduring. Don't let anything stop you. Don't give in to anything. Not to sin, not to entertainment, not to pleasure, not to anything. We've got some great things to look forward to, but only if we will brace ourselves. And remember what 1 Corinthians, before I close, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, found on page 888, and it says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the mind of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for those who love him. So we have a great opportunity, so don't throw it away. So hold on and don't give up. And with that, if you'll all please stand. It's my great honor and privilege to turn the services over to the great Kahan Benjamin Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. Whew, man. The title of my sermon today is Like a Trap. It will come like a trap. Now, does everybody know what date today is? July 16th. Y'all remember July 16th in history, right? One of the main events of July 16th was the war in heaven, July 16th. There were some other ones too, but if you notice, the gematria of Jupiter is 1054. 1054, that'll be talked about here too, because it ties in with today and what's taking place. Some other events that took place. Now, if you remember also, some of the details of that event, the Shoemaker-Levi 9 comet, says these fragments collided with Jupiter's southern hemisphere between July 16th and the 22nd. 1994, at a speed of approximately 60 kilometers per second, and that is 37 miles per second, 37777, or 216,000 kilometers an hour, which is 134,000 miles per hour. Remember that number 216, because it's pointing toward this year, 2016. Okay, keep that in your mind. Now, another event that took place on this day is, and you know, of course, this took a number of years to formulate, but it's what they call the Great Schism of the East and the West in 1054. Now, I want to show you when this took place. It was on Saturday, July 16th, 1054. Everybody can see that, and you're writing it down, right? It's very significant. Now, the Eastern Church was keeping the Sabbath day on a Saturday, as after it was on July 16th, 1054, 9 a.m. in the morning, when the Pope of Rome sent a delegation to this church in, of all places, Istanbul, Turkey, or Constantinople, the one that just had the rioting, the chaos on their 777, their July 16th. Remember, they're 8 hours ahead of us. So it was their 777 event, this chaos that was taking place last night in Turkey, at the very place that the East-West Schism actually came to a head. They took papers from the Pope of Rome to the Hagia Sophia Cathedral in Constantinople and laid down papers to the Patriarch of Constantinople, Michael Cerularius, to be excommunicated from the Western Church in Rome. Okay? This became known as the Great Schism, or the Schism between the East and the West, the divide, okay, the division. You remember last time I spoke, we talked about 2016 being the International Year of Pulses. Y'all remember that? The UN declared this to be the International Year of Pulses. Okay, so last Sabbath, Hubble, this was released by NASA, and this was RT News. Hubble captures spectacular shot of Crab Nebula's pulsing heart. Okay, see that right there? Pulsating. They said that picture was taken over a 10-year period, however that works. Don't worry about that. Just worry about getting this right here. When was this Crab Nebula discovered? Right here, 1054. 1054. Keep pulsing your mind. Keep pulsating in your mind. Okay? Some other things that took place that are significant today is the Islamic calendar. The Islamic calendar, called the Hijri calendar, it says started Friday, July 16th, 622 AD. Okay, write that down for your notes. Another spectacular, or you know what I think is spectacular, because it all ties into this East-West schism and these ecumenical movement that's taking place right now. Billy Graham, y'all remember Billy Graham? You know, I know I was fooled by him when I was younger. You know, he had those million-man crusades, those big crusades where he invited everyone to accept Jesus. Didn't even matter if you even read your Bible. Just come up to the altar and you'll be saved. Okay? This was Billy Graham, the Freemason. Okay, don't be fooled by these people. If the world loved Billy Graham and they called him America's preacher, don't you think there might be a reason for that? And it's not a righteous reason. The first International Congress on World Evangelization was held July 16th through the 25th, 1974. It was called the Lausanne Congress. Okay, and if you notice, the Congress started as a plan announced by Billy Graham in August 72 to hold an International Congress on Evangelism as a follow-up to the 1966 World Congress, which was the first one in 66. Remember those numbers? Very important. Do y'all remember there's a gathering taking place today in Washington, D.C.? All right. Well, you'll hear about it here in a minute. Washington, D.C. was founded on this date, July 16th, 1790. Okay? And they're having what they call today the Together 2016, which is the largest gathering in Christian history as it's being built. On the Washington Mall at the Washington Monument. We know where the big, obelisk. Okay? Notice the National Mall, that's where this is taking place. It's on the 77th degree, if you see that, 77th meridian. By the way, if you're wondering when it became a national monument, 1966, officially declared a national monument in the National Register. Well, that's interesting, right? Seems like a lot of things pointing to that 66. By the way, it's also, if you remember, it's 555 feet tall. Okay, you can look this up yourself, which is 6,660 inches, 666. It's also 55 feet wide. Okay, 55 feet wide, which is 660 inches. There you go right there, history of Washington. History of Washington, D.C., founded in 1790, July 16th, 1790. Oh, by the way, you know, the Pope, he's endorsing this thing, right? Together 2016, so you should know there's something going on here. Okay, I'm going to play a video at this time, and I want you to pay attention, especially to the, seems like there's a fascination with that obelisk, okay? And I'll show you why here after the video. Go ahead and play the video, please. Regarding today's event. Notice the date, June 12th, a year ago.
That we can worship God in the open field, right here, right smack in the middle of our country.
We are here praying for a reset.
I believe that God, for such a time as this, has raised up reset because Jesus is the reset.
We believe it's time that God's people came together. All the time we hear about, they're the people that are against this and against that. We want to raise a declaration that Jesus loves you and that Jesus changes everything.
Join us this year in seeking God for a spiritual reset.
In this next year, would you pray that God would release the greatest harvest in the history of America? That God would release the greatest harvest in the history of America.
For the largest Jesus gathering in America's history.
Nobody can do it but you, oh God.
Can you imagine every inch of this mall being packed with people? Not coming against anything, but coming saying, Jesus, we love you. We need you. We thank you, God.
If that's going to happen, you have to be a part of it.
You and I, we aren't that different. In our hearts, we know that division is tearing us apart. It's killing us. We watch as our generation turns its back on the church. Many burned by her judgment, few seeing her love. Something needs to change, and many believe it's too late. But we're the ones who believe. We believe Jesus changes everything. He changed you. He changed me. He can change our nation. True belief is demonstrated when we act. To lift the sound, to reach out, to come together with anyone who believes. Shattering barriers that have kept us apart. On July 16, 2016, we're calling over a million people to meet on the National Mall to stand for Jesus in historic unity, prayer, worship, and a call for catalytic change. We are one family, one nation, together who believe.
Chicos y chicas, yo sé que ustedes en el corazón tienen algo que los mueve, que están inquietos. Porque un joven que no está inquieto es un viejo. Y ustedes tienen juventud, y la juventud crea inquietud. Te pregunto, ¿cuál es tu inquietud? ¿Sabés bien cuál es tu inquietud o no sabés? ¿Querés saber cuál es tu inquietud? Yo te invito al gran encuentro de todos los jóvenes en Washington para encontrar a quien puede darte una respuesta a esta inquietud. Yo te invito a que te pongas esta malla para que te revistas un día con esto y puedas responder a esa gran inquietud. Y estás seguro, te lo aseguro, no vas a estar frustrado. No vas a estar frustrada. Él no desilusiona a nadie. Jesús te espera. Él es quien sembró en tu corazón la semilla de la inquietud. Anímate, no tenés nada que perder. Probá, después me contás. Gracias.
Hey, you can remain seated. Wasn't that what the Godfather said? Try it. You like it. And here's the one that he's telling you to look to right here. Here's the one that they're promoting. And I'm going to prove it to you. Remember what the great deacon just got up here and warned you about? These subliminal messages that are being sent and these subtleties of Satan that are taking place in this world. Let me show you one of them right here. Here's their advertisement for this event. Okay? And it's telling you to fill the mall. Fill the mall. Fill them up. Fill them with people. Now, if you remember also, the Washington Capitol. Capitol is, the name comes from, it means Temple of Jupiter or Womb of Jupiter. Okay? Remember, today is very significant in this Jupiter deal. But I want you to notice this. They're wanting you to flip this because you notice how they have changes upside down? They're wanting you to flip it. If you flip it, and if I can keep it flipped, you'll see the, you still see the obelisk, and you see the 7-7 degrees. Remember where Washington, D.C. is? 7-16-16-7-7-7, fill them all. Kill them all. I'll prove it. This man right here, Pope Innocent, who is anything but, here's when he died. Here's where his papacy ended on July 16, 1216. Notice that 216. Okay, and remember July 16th. Let me read a little bit about this gentleman. Innocent called for Christian crusades against Muslim Spain and the Holy Land, as well as the Albigensian crusade against the Cathars in southern France. One of Pope Innocent's most critical decisions was organizing the Fourth Crusade. By the way, it says Pope Innocent was one of the most powerful and influential popes. And you know how you know he was? I'll show you. This right here, if you ever go to Washington, D.C., in the House of Representatives, you'll see him up there on the wall. That's the official one right there, along with Moses and all the other lawmakers. He was considered to be a great lawmaker, and he's the only pope up there on that wall. Pope Innocent. Let me continue here. It says, one of Pope Innocent's most critical decisions was organizing a fourth crusade. Originally intended to attack Jerusalem through Egypt, a series of unforeseen circumstances led the crusaders to Constantinople, where they ultimately sacked the city of Constantinople in 1204. Let me find my other place here. In 1209, Francis of Assisi led his first 11 followers to Rome to seek permission from Pope Innocent to found a new religious order, which was the Order of Assisi. I'm just kind of reading some of these highlighted notes. Now, the Fourth Council of Lateran, he called the Fourth Council the Fourth Lateran Council. At the Fourth Council, Innocent III and his prelates legislated. These are some of the great laws that he made. Against subordination of Christians to Jews. Canon 69 forbade, and well, Canon 69, by the way, on their website, on the Together 2016 website, speaking of 69, at the bottom of the page, you'll see this right here. You see the 69 there? The 666. Now, what would that be doing there? What would that be doing there? I thought this was a religious gathering. At the Fourth Lateran Council, Innocent III and his prelates legislated against subordination of Christians to Jews. Canon 69 forbade that Jews be given preferment in public office, since this offers them the pretext to vent their wrath against Christians. Canon 69 assumes that Jews blaspheme Christ, and therefore, as it would be too absurd for a blasphemer of Christ to exercise power over Christians, so Jews should not be appointed to public offices. Hey, sounds like Adolf Hitler, doesn't he? Well, let's see what else he's known for. This one right here is entitled Pope Innocent III, an Avowed Enemy of Islam. On July 16th, notice this, July 16th, 1216, Innocent III, the most powerfully politicized pope of the Catholic sect of Christianity and the most hostile toward Muslims and Jews, died suddenly while on a visit to Perugia, central Italy. And that's when a nun supposedly had a vision of him burning in hell that same day. He also decreed, listen to something else he decreed, that all Jews in Christendom should wear special identifying markings on their clothing. You remember that in World War II? Now notice this. Here's what he's most notable for. Let's see. It was a battle called, and I might get this wrong because I'm not a French guy, but it's Las Navas, and not French, actually Spanish, Las Navas de Tolosa, the Battle of Al-Yukab in Arabic, a huge massacre of civilians in 1212. Incidentally, on July 16th, 1212, July 16th. Now, there's a famous saying that came from that. Let me read it to you. It's called, kill them all, let God sort them out. Kill them all and let God sort them out. Right here, this day in quotes, July 22nd, 2015, it's showing the anniversary of a certain quote. There was an attack going on, and I'm just going to read this pertinent part. It was called the Béziers Massacre. Was one of just many atrocities that occurred during the Albigensian Crusades that Pope Innocent III launched. Over the next 4 decades, roughly 1 million more people were killed during those bloody religious conflicts. And here's what occurred. They went into this town of Béziers, and they said, well, how do we know which ones are Catholic and which ones are just Christians or Muslim? How do we tell the difference? And the person that was there, this man, he was one of Pope Innocent's lords there. He said, don't worry. He said, kill them all, for the Lord knows his own. Kill them all, for the Lord knows who belongs to him. Kill them all, for the Lord knows who belongs to them. This, if you remember, in the Vietnam War, this was one of the badges that all the soldiers wore. Kill them all, let God sort them out. So if you're wondering where that came from Pope Guilty, I mean Innocent. Now, I want to show you a symbol here. I want you to notice this symbol right here. There's three bars. It's called the triple bar. And it means equivalence. It means identical to. Whenever you see it, it means equal or identical to. So I want to show you. It also, in this word abraxas, you're going to see here in a minute. This letter, XI, is what this is right here, the triple bar. And I want you to notice, its value is 60. Its value is 60. Here's the Pulse Reset logo right here. Okay, you see it? Pulse Reset. In case you don't know what this thing is here, it's called the Ouroboros. It's a snake eating its own tail. Okay, that's what it is. And you'll see the reset, the 666 all over that thing right there. But I want you to notice, remember it means equal to as well, or equivalent to. Here's their logo again. Now, I want to ask you what you think certain things have in common. This is TBN, Juice TV's logo, right here. TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network, located in Tristan, California, on the 33rd parallel, in Orange County. Just like Orlando was in Orange County, Florida. I want to ask you what you think. Well, let's see. Before I jump there, my thing just jumped ahead here. Let me go back. Okay, Juice TV. And here's, by the way, here's Nick Hall of Together 2016 being interviewed by Juice TV, J-U-C-E, or J-U-C in that symbol there, in last year in January, promoting this event today. Here's one of the major Catholic news organizations logo there, the Crux, taking the Catholic pulse, taking the Catholic pulse. Oh, and who's this? Trapwire, the intelligence security agency in Ashburn, Virginia, where all the other intelligence agencies are. And by the way, that's where Together 2016's website was created, in Ashburn, Virginia. But Nick Hall's not from Ashburn, Virginia, folks. He's from Minneapolis. And it was created 7 years ago. So this has been at least 7 years in the making. Well, who is Trapwire? Here's another affiliated person with Trapwire, Abraxas Corporation. Abraxas. It's a cubic company. Y'all remember Saturn Cube 666? Remember, these people are into the intelligence. Okay, here's a map if you ever want to go to the Abraxas Corporation. Here it is right here. And right here, if you'll notice, the road they're on, 666, probably a coincidence, right? Oh, and by the way, they're right there in Alton Square, kind of like Alton Sterling. Probably don't know who he is. There was a shooting recently up in Baton Rouge. By the way, here, in case you're wondering, there's Sterling right to the, just a little bit northwest there. So you got Alton Square, Sterling, and you have Ashburn right here. You know, Ashburn is known as the the Dulles Corridor, and it's called the, what's that they call that, the computer people? Silicon Valley of Intelligence. Intelligence. Here's the Abraxas they're talking about. It's an amulet. It's a charm. You remember what in Isaiah 47:9, you can read it later about their enchantments and their magic. Has 66 letters, abracadabra, it says. You probably heard that before. It's called the Abraxas. There it is in Hebrew. Speaking of abracadabra, here's one of their abracadabra tricks. Remember Flight 370 disappeared 8 March 2014? Never found it. Flight 370 on a 777 airplane. And then this one, the Egypt Air flight on May 19th, 2016. It was flight number 804, if you remember. Flight 804, 66 on board. Well, interestingly enough, when you add up the dates 3/8/2014 to 5/9/2016, you get 804 days. 804 days between these two. I guess that's one of their abracadabra tricks. Here's Abraxas. The gematria of Abraxas is 66. The Cubic Corporation, in case you want to know where they're at, they're into the defense and intelligence business. Intelligence gathering, if you ever need to contact them, here's their address on Balboa Avenue, which is Baal the Serpent. Baal, Baal, Boa, Snake. Here's one of their video game makers that work in conjunction with these people in Virginia, Razer. Notice the serpents, computer industry, computer hardware, Razer, 666. Are you kind of getting a deal here? Here's another company right here, or here's another song that just came out this year, Start a Riot. Banners, notice their logo. Banners. Watch this. Do you remember I told you that Washington was founded in 1790? That was 226 years ago. 226 in Strong's means banners, omen, sign, like mark. You know, has everybody been beholding all the great tumults this summer? The great tumults, you know, the uprisings, the riots. Well, in case you haven't seen the headlines, last night there was a great tumult in Turkey. The Associated Press, said that in tumultuous summer, young Americans are in a dour mood. You know who they're wanting to come to this event, the 2016? You know, they're targeting ages 13 to 30. Those are the warrior ages, isn't it? Now, I wonder why, and I wonder what's going on here, okay? Because this has nothing to do with Yahshua. And as the great deacon Israel Abil just told you, they are subliminally trying to get you to gather at these events, okay? And now I want you to remember, I told you last time I spoke, the 777 that's been taking place. You know, all these 777 events, remember? Order Out of Chaos, the Dallas shooting on 7-7, the France deal on where 77 people in France, y'all remember, the Bank of America, you know, they showed this on CNN, the cops in Dallas on 7-7, bank, they had to get that logo in there because it's 3-11s, which is 33, okay, they had to just get that in there for you so that you'd know. Here's this headline yesterday, the morning after Muhammad and his truck. That took place on 7-14, 7-7-7 in France. Truck rams crowd, at least 77 dead. You know, come on, you know the 77, fill them all, kill them all. Bastille Day massacre, 77 dead in France. Bastille Day, 660. 660 means snake, viper, serpent. Fill them all. Notice the colors. And just last night, that's on their website. That is the official colors they blend in on their website. Last night in Turkey, Notice the bridge colors. Notice the bridge colors there. And then notice this. CNN last night. Notice the colors and the, talking about the split. The split. Like the schism. By the way, if you're wondering about those colors, indigo, I got to read this. According to Hindu belief, the sixth chakra, or the third eye, is the center of insight. And when you mix, it shows that the color related to the sixth chakra is indigo, a combination of red and blue, or the interaction of spirit and matter as depicted by the hexagram. You know, the 666, the six-sided deal, the hexagram. The number six was stamped all over the old mysteries. And notice this mystery religion gathering on the temple, by the temple of Jupiter today, on the anniversary of the all these Muslim events and all these, in history and all these killings, these crusades. What do you think they're getting the people ready to go do? Young people, guard your minds with all diligence. And even you old people. Okay, wait a minute. I better be quiet. All of you, a little bit older people that are still at 38 years old or less, you know, guard your minds with all diligence, because I'm telling you, these things are real. They are not. By the way, if you're wondering about Trapwire, that intelligence that owns Abraxas and Cubic, 660. Okay, so remember, all these things are being shown for a reason. And these gatherings, I wouldn't be going to any gathering but this gathering right here. This is the safe gathering, and I implore everybody in the world needs to come to the house of Yahweh, because this is the only safety and protection that you have. These other gatherings, your life, we can't guarantee your life will be spared. So may Yahweh bless you, and at this time, it's my great privilege to turn it over to the great Kohen Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may all be seated. I want you to keep the theme in mind that the great deacon, the great Kohen, was mentioning about this confusion of the mind that we're seeing in our world today. And I don't know if many of you have read, there's a very popular author who's becoming very well known worldwide. He wrote an article about how these shootings and these incidents we're seeing are tying into mental disease. Has any of you read that article? Some of you? Raise your hand if you've read it. If you see a hand raised, go to that person and ask who this popular author is and read that article. You should know what's in that article. It's important to your salvation. But continuing on, of course, K2, this is a legal synthetic marijuana, and this is what they're selling in the stores. You can go buy it if you desire to destroy your mind. But now they're showing that it's turning people into zombie-like people. It's also leading them to have seizures, but it's confusing the mind. And then, of course, we go into road rage. It's increasing. Everybody knows it's a problem. But watch the anger that people have against each other. And that's what they say, uncontrolled anger. Of course, it's an attitude of intolerance. Keep that in mind, because an attitude of intolerance is uncontrolled. That's uncontrolled anger, no self-control involved. But that's what we're seeing in society. And then in Switzerland, now if a woman chooses to dress modestly and wears a burqa, if she dresses, and notice, they say, from head to toe, they are going to fine her. She will have to pay a fine for dressing that way. So they're going to give her a ticket. Now, that's something that would lead people away from these things that go to the confusion of the mind. So if she wants to dress properly, it's not acceptable in today's society. And then, of course, we have police shootings. We see shootings in Louisiana. We also seen one in Minnesota. Now, of course, there's shootings going on everywhere. But this has been specifically put on to divide people. Of course, they say white cop shoots black man. Now, we know that there's people shooting people every day. But just for the fact you hear this division stated shows division. It's the human race is shooting the human race. The human race is killing each other. Don't forget that. But watch, remember a few weeks ago we showed the news in Israel where this man had a knife. He supposedly stabbed someone and they shot him almost 100 times. Remember what the chief said at that time. Our men are doing what we trained them to do. These cops are only doing what they trained them to do. But they're telling society that Remember, both of these incidents, if you notice, they say, well, the cops noticed the man had a gun. So you're supposed to fear a man that has a gun? Okay, then why are people scared of police? Think about that for a moment, because that's what we're showing. And then this led to Dallas. Of course, it was a huge shooting in Dallas where five police officers were left dead. And watch once again. Remember, don't get confused. They say that this was due to what took place with the shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana, but they say also this man had planned this for months. It can't be both ways. And then, of course, in Nice, France, we say Nice, they say Nice, Nice, France, a gentleman takes a huge truck, you know, the size of these motorhomes we drive, and runs it through a crowd of people. There's still 25 people in life support right now. The last report were 84 dead, but he runs it through a crowd of people. Now, they're saying that he, of course, is of Muslim religion, but listen very carefully to what the father has to say about this man's history. Of course, it deals with mental illness. It's mental illness, confusion of the mind. And what does sin bring? Confusion of the mind. That's how we have to make a change. Stop the confusion of the mind. And then Turkey, the coup that the great Khan Benjamin was just speaking about. And of course, there's many different reports coming out about whether it's been stopped, whether it's still going on. But of course, remember, this is a NATO country. Remember what Pastor said would occur in and around the great river Euphrates. Do not forget, the United States has nuclear arsenal in Turkey. That's part of what they have. It's been there for years. But watch, if it gets out of control, well, who takes control of this nuclear arsenal? Who is this trying to vie for control? Well, keep in mind also those 10 kings, those 10 religions that met. Well, Patriarch Bartholomew, who is from Turkey, watch what he does after the meeting. He sends one of his representatives, of course, to meet with Pope Francis. And he speaks with Pope Francis to give him a rundown of how the meeting went. If you have any doubt of who is in control of these things and what agency is running the show, you should have believed it before when the one cent said it, but hopefully you see it now. If we could go ahead and play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael Abel Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh, you may be seated. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. What I'm wanting everyone to understand, and I know it's a complex situation. It will help you right now if you'll mark down this number Mark of the Beast number one, page 134. Where's our? Do we have it? Oh yeah, it's a. Okay. You see the obelisk there. Now this is what they're coming to worship there in Washington today. And you need to read about it. You need to understand this. This comes straight from Egypt. It's a Coptic Catholic. It's a worship of Baal. Peor. Oh, man, it's just falling right into place. Everything that we have, everything we see in the news today is falling right into place with the prophecies. It's like reading the news in advance, you know. We have here at the House of Yahweh great news. We're one day closer to the coming of Yahshua. The hour has come. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. That's in Romans 13:11. Oh, this is so beautiful. The deceptions that we're seeing here, you're going to have to guard against this. The great deacon Yisrael Abil. That this was great information that was brought here, but the subtle pulls of the world is what you've got to watch for, and I'm seeing it take place. Now listen to me closely. Jesus forgives all except for student debt.
Jesus forgives all except for student debt. Now, what this information is about here is they pull you out of the work of Yahweh. They give you a student loan. Get this. They give you a student loan that ties you up for the rest of your life. Yes. And you can't get out of it. And this gives the size of the loans they'll give you. Sisters in the church pledge themselves to a lifetime of poverty and obedience. They can't do that anymore because they have got to work to pay back their student loans. Religious life is a full-time job to seek. So a person who's seeking religion cannot get one of these student loans and expect to learn Yahweh's way, come to His feast, do what He tells you to do in a critical stage when nuclear war could start tomorrow. If you know someone that's doing this, you should call that person and tell them, don't take those student loans. Get out of them as quick as you can. Get back to the house of Yahweh. While some may be able to declare bankruptcy, to eliminate their debt, to join the religious organization of their choice, student loan debts do not work like that. You can't do it. You can't file bankruptcy to get out of it. You're hooked. When you get into it, you're hooked. File for bankruptcy, which is getting out of debt. You can get rid of a student loan debt. Most of the time, you cannot. Well, of course, they're trying to get... This is just a subtlety of this deception that the great deacon just brought out. But you got to watch for these things. It looks great. Oh, we're having so much fun in college. We're committing fornication with all the boys and girls. We're taking lessons from the best teachers of Baal there is. The deception here, you'd never know it's deception at all. Just like you see this obelisk and the Pope calling for togetherness as if he's creating unity. That's the furthest thing from unity. At the same time they bring all these people together, they're bombing and killing people all over the world. Surely we can't be that weak to fall for this kind of deception. If you don't think it's great, read the 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, and it will tell you just how great this deception is. So great that if it were possible, the very elect... Did you think you were an elect when you left the house to go get a student loan? You're crazy. You're an idiot. The Satan entered your mind and drug you out permanently from the house of Yahweh. That's how stupid you are. Why didn't you ask me? Why in the world wouldn't you ask me before you did a stupid stunt like that? I want to show you. I want to show you a picture. Now, the great Kohan Benjamin Krauss Hawkins brought out a lot of information here. Hopefully, I got that picture. But there's 10 kings. There's 10 kings that I want you to see. And here they are. Here they are right here. I'll settle down now. Here's 10 kings. Ah, boy. 10 kings. Let's see. You get a close look at that man wearing a woman's wedding gown there in the middle. Now, we don't know if this is a man or a woman that's that Orthodox... Rabbi, Pope there, they're all popes, they haven't received their their blessing from the Vatican yet, but they got it in store. Now that's what the scripture shows on these. If you don't trust the scriptures, try this one on for size. We had people always getting married in the house, of course, and let me get this organized. Always getting married in the house, and then we were rushing to get houses built and places for them to live, which is always the case. Well, we didn't get the bathrooms in. I said, hey, I think it'd be a great idea to put an outdoor john there for the married couple, and this will make believers out of them then when I tell them, when knowledge increased, that's when the bathrooms came. I remember in Grim, Texas, that my niece, Margarita, was always griping because Jacob didn't want to rent a house that was expensive. He got the cheapest house to rent, and it didn't have an indoor bathroom. In fact, there was a lot of places in Grim in the 50s that still did not have indoor plumbing. A lot of places all over the United States that didn't. I remember we were holding a meeting up in Mullen, Missouri when we were in college, and Jacob and I were going from place to place holding meetings in Missouri and trying to enlighten the bit different people, anyone we could get to listen. And, of course, most of them were not equipped. In fact, I don't think any of them were. I never saw any indoor plumbing in that one single city anyway. What I'm trying to get you to do is to understand that what the Pope is doing, it's very deceptive. He picks little things to make out like he's doing a big thing in bringing unity when he's not bringing unity. The only thing that's going to bring unity to the earth is everyone agree to follow the laws of unity, which are the laws of peace, the peaceful solution, character, education. That will bring unity. That's the only thing. You can't be in unity with a person when you're raping their children. And no, we don't need to apologize for something. What the Catholic Church should do is apologize because they didn't tell these people to begin with that this sin of sodomy is going to cause you a world of trouble. It's not only going to cause you sickness and disease, it's going to cause the whole world sickness and disease. The Catholic Church needs to apologize to them for not enlightening them on the laws of Yahweh. That's where the apology needs to come from. Well, the beast that Yahweh speaks of, that he wants you to know of. And he picked a time when knowledge would be increased. I want you to turn over to Daniel 7. He picked a time when knowledge would be increased to bring this enlightenment to the world. He picked a time when deception would be at its greatest, when it would be the hardest time on earth for us to get attention from the people, to tell them the truth, to bring them the truth. It's impossible. Look at the impossibility of bringing the world the truth in this time period when nobody wants the truth. Everybody wants to live the life of sin, saying, look how desirable it is to push buttons, to go to college and create all kinds of diseases in my body. I said I wasn't going to get excited anymore, so I'm going to calm down and stay off of that. That should be enough said to any sensible person. In Daniel 7, Yahweh shows us these 10 kings that I just showed you the picture of. Yes, he shows you this in prophecy. He said in that same prophecy that knowledge would be increased. Daniel was taught this by one of the witnesses. Now that is what the time period we're living in right now. I'm so glad to see the elders, by the way, bringing out this stuff. I've told them for years, you can bring it, but I can't. But now it's being brought by different ones. And I'm certainly glad. But here in the time when knowledge is increased, where we're flying instead of driving horses and wagons, when we got indoor plumbing just came in my lifetime. I lived without it almost all of my life. And now we've got it. Everyone's got it, or at least the most people I know have it. In Daniel here, he starts out with Daniel 7 and verse 7 through 14. That's three sevens right there in a row. No, it's a four sevens, isn't it? 4-7. I just now noticed that Kohan Benjamin Krause Hawkins is getting me onto these numbers, and I'm catching them here a little and there a little. But the prophecy is my thing. That's what Yahweh has given to me. Praise Yahweh. And Daniel was shown now the beast here, the governments, the kingdoms that would arise. Now listen, get this. You need to get this. They will arise out of the 12 tribes of Israel. How do I know that? Yahweh tells us, you only have I known of all the families. He's prophesying of those families, that family that he brought out of Egypt. You only have I known. No, he didn't come from Germania or Lepokadoka. No, it came from those 12 tribes. All four of these came from those 12 tribes. Now, if you've got that in your brain, you can start working towards enlarging it and seeing what is going on in these last days with the 10 kings that is prophesied in this same thing. They're from the 12 tribes. They're not Gentiles, as the world wants to tell you. They all came from these 12 tribes. Those 12 tribes, along with this obelisk right here that you see again, I'll show it to you again, came from Egypt. This obelisk here came from Egypt. It was given to the United States, and we have the date showing it. It's a matter of history. They brought it here and put it in Washington, where in this time period, this is the final time period. This is when Satan hopes to wipe out Yisrael Hawkins. They will make war with the Lamb, Yahweh says. The same 10 is spoken of over in 17 of Revelation. The same 10 kings all came from the 12 tribes. So did I. My parents came from the 12 tribes. If you get a chance to read Eli Wetzel, if you want to write that name down and try to look up his history. He's a famous writer. He wrote a lot of books, I think about 40 or 42 books. He was a Hebrew, like myself, like all of you. You may not know it, but you're of the 12 tribes. You only have I dealt with, of all the tribes on the earth. Well, Eli Wetzel, he was born in 1928. That was 6 years before I was born. My brother, Jacob, which was 10 years my senior, born 10 years before me for the purpose of helping me, he was born in 1924, which makes him 4 years older than Eli Wetzel. So we were all born about the same time period. Our fathers, my fathers, got me out of there, out of Europe, and to the United States. Eli Wetzel's father did not. He didn't make it. He was of the same time period, same family time period, but he didn't make it. And the man said, I get shook up when this is part of your four horns. of this altar of death. But try to put yourself in his place. He laid there of a night in another room in a concentration camp, hearing them beat on his dad. Well, why would they be beating on his dad? Because his dad wouldn't eat pork. Because his dad tried to keep the Sabbath and they found out about it. When Hitler, gruesome Hitler, gruesome Catholic Church priest that led him, that encouraged him to do these things, that wants you now to apologize to sodomites, this same evil system, this same evil agency led by Satan the devil, when they would catch, when they would send the Roman army out, like the Apostle Shaul before he became one that the system hated, he started preaching the laws of Yahweh instead of the traditions handed down. Yes, that's the reason they killed him. That's the reason they killed 11 out of 12 of the disciples, most of them in Rome. Shaul went out with permission from the high priest of the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians who owned the Roman army. He went out to the synagogues and strange places seeking people who were using the name Yahweh, who were actually using the name Yahweh and trying to keep the Sabbath according to commandment instead of their handed down traditions. And he arrested them, men, women, and children, and led them back, abusing them all the way. When he said that he beat on them till they confessed or till they blasphemed, that's what he is talking about. The same thing that Eli Wetzel laid there of a night listening to him beat on his dad. Do you want to be a part of that system? They would take these men and women and they would, like Guantanamo Bay, which is still in existence and still being used as far as I know, and they would torture these people until they confessed of others they knew that kept the Sabbath day according to the commandment instead according to their tradition. These people, Isaiah 65 shows you, these people, these 10 kings, this system they're following in Washington, D.C. today, they eat pork. They're following the priest who eats swine's flesh. Eli Wetzel's parents would not eat swine's flesh. They, like thousands of others, were being tortured by the Roman, Holy Roman Empire that had taken over Germany under Hitler, being led the same by the same agency and the same being, Satan the devil. Yes, they all belong to Satan the devil. If we don't believe that, all we have to do is read 1 Yochanan 3, verses 7 and 8. If you don't keep the commandments of Yahweh, if you eat pork, you belong to Satan the devil. You don't belong to the Creator Yahweh. Yahweh shows us these things and he shows us how you can make it into a kingdom of righteousness, into a world without sin. We're looking for a world where righteousness prevails. Well, of course, they would torture these people. Eli Wetzel tells it. He experienced it. And we need to know about it. But they would beat these families like Shaul, the Kohan Shaul, the Apostle Shaul. They would beat these families. They would torture them. I went to a place, me and Kohan Anaya, a place in Dallas where they were they take you back in history for years. I've told this before. But they, Camelot, I believe it was called, or something like that. But they had their people on horseback, and they would have long spears, and these were people that was, one of them was going to give their life. When they got on those horses, one of them was going to die with a spear run through him. But they did it trying to save their own life, so they fought. But they also had instruments that they showed you when you first went in that were kept in the basements of Catholic churches. And when someone was caught and brought to the Catholic Church, they were taken to the basement and put in jail. They had a funnel that I'll never forget. It came down to about a quarter of an inch. This was a metal funnel. They said they used it on women because they didn't want them to scream and be heard. They didn't want to have to put up with their screaming while they were torturing them, so they put it in their mouth and fastened it behind their head. And they tortured them till their brain flipped on them. And after that, they were crazy and they'd turn them out on the street. Meanwhile, they would be getting information from them as to where their children lived, who were also keeping the Sabbath and so forth. Now, that's what your ancestors went through. And Yahweh says to you right now, I'll protect you from this. I'm going to protect my house. Yeshua says the gates of hell is the Catholic Church. They teach Satan worship. That's what this obelisk is all about. It came from Egypt. If you look at 1 Samuel 8, 1 Samuel 8, 4 through 9, Yahweh says, Yahweh plainly tells you there that these people that he brought out of the land of Egypt did not worship him. And they openly showed it in front of Samuel. They openly showed they didn't want him to rule over them. And this is what Yeshua gave you in a parable. He sent his messenger. They didn't receive the one sent. They beat him, they killed him, and so forth. They sent him on. Then he sent another, more important, more ranked than the first one. They killed him too, after they beat on him. And they sent a third one. And then at last he sent his son. And they killed him too. That is the family that came out of Egypt. That's the family that Hitler was the supreme ruler over, that tortured Eli Wetzel's parents until they died. Eli Wetzel, the only reason that he lived was the bombs that came from the United States saved that man, ended the war. He came on to New York to live, where he became a great writer and news reporter and so forth. But his dad and his mother and all of his family, they were searched out and they were killed. And this is exactly what the apostle Shaul, before he became an apostle, that's what he was doing as a Roman soldier. They have not changed. They're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And they chose that way. Well, Yahweh, in a time period when knowledge is increased, and Yahweh showed you, could you predict, listen to me, everyone, could you predict tomorrow or next week what is going to be? You could predict it, but would it come to pass? 500 and something years before Yeshua, from 500 to 700, it was predicted what is going to be going on here in this house today. That a man wearing a certain uniform was going to be teaching Yahweh's way. He had built the house of Yahweh. build the house of Yahweh. He and the Savior. Think of the prestige that you're sitting under right now. He and the Savior, Yahshua Messiah, would be working together with a house of Yahweh that will, with everyone here, and we would be taking this message by increase in knowledge brought forth in this generation only. It wasn't brought forth in another generation. They were still using outdoor Johns. They didn't have computers. It was just a few years ago when David, the great Kohan David Verner and I, were trying to make use of computers, and David was calling the computer shop so many times they're scolding him every day and saying, "Look, you know, you're not the only duck on this pond. If I have 30 customers and every one of them calls me as much as you do, I'll stay on the phone all day." Well, that was trying to get it started. That's when computers were getting started. And they had ads out saying, "Oh, it's easy. It'll just take a little practice, you know." Well, of course, computers have come in big time into the house of Yahweh, but we started without them. We started with a pencil, a pen, and a Hermes Electronics typewriter. We got one of those because it had right-hand marginal lineup, so we used that Hermes Electronics. I remember when we got the computers, these things are etched in my memory. I had an office behind the typist, and they'd let the people, my appointments, come through that room and into my office. But every once in a while, I'd hear a scream, and I thought someone was getting killed or something, but it wasn't. It was because they hit the wrong button on a computer and wiped out everything they'd typed for 3 days. I'll never forget those screams. Well, they wasn't as bad. And I want you to remember Eli Wetzel and what his family went through, because that was when Satan was trying to wipe out me, because she was trying to wipe out, in every case, down through the period of history, the 6,000 years, starting with Moshe. Well, Yahweh allowed them to kill Abel. That didn't stop the work. Yahweh already had somebody to take his place, as you can see in following the line of prophecy there. But they tried to wipe out Moshe, tried to kill him. And Yahweh brought him through right in front of their eyes, even raised by their enemies, and took care of him. Yahweh can do the same for you. As far as I know, maybe you can read something into your Bible that I don't know about, but as far as I know, the 12 tribes came out of Israel, and I can't remember Moses or Moshe, even in the movie, firing one shot. Can you? I didn't even see him pick up a bow and arrow. But yet he brought them out. The Egyptian army was destroyed. Those who went back into Egypt, they took over Egypt without any problem. Of course, they had control of Egypt before they left there. I'll bring that out. That's something you've got to understand in history. And we'll cover that probably, maybe in the next sermon. But I want you to get this today, and we better get to reading. 7:7, Daniel 7:7. After this, I saw in my night vision, and behold, a fourth beast. Now, he shows you what the other three was, and then he says, I'm going to show you a fourth beast. Now, pay attention to this fourth beast, because he tells you what the makeup of this fourth beast. And this fourth beast, he tells you, is going to be in operation. Are you listening? This fourth beast is going to be in operation when Yahshua comes. Yes, he will remove him. Yahshua will remove him with the breath of his mouth. Yes. Well, after this, I saw in the night vision the fourth beast, dreadful and terrible. Well, that is what I just got through painting you this. Painting you in Rome, the Roman army. The great apostle Shaul, when he was just a Roman soldier, he was a cruel, evil man. I wonder how many women that write books would write how evil that man was. And if he was doing a work today, and you could make up lies about him. I'm talking about the world now and the writing that's going on about me. I'm sure you've read some of it. It's, you know, no, I haven't either. I haven't read one word that woman wrote. Talking about Satan. Wrote. She. But Moshe was evil too. He killed a man. He committed murder. He wasn't even allowed to take the people into the promised land because he had committed murder. But the apostle Shaul would actually arrest. He was very zealous for the Catholic Church. Yes, the Catholic Church existed. It was under the name Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians, and they ruled the temple. And then they took the temple and moved it to Rome. I would say it's set up somewhere in one of those large buildings there right now in Rome. That sound fantastic? Right for the information. Titus. Yeshua said they removed every stone. He didn't say where they moved it to. But I think we'll find it one day, probably in prophecy. Well, this fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, it exceedingly strong. The complication, we're just talking about how complicated this system is. You know, the way it's operating, it can bring things to pass in order to cause an event to take place somewhere else. Bring it in one country, cause it to be brought. And because they got their men everywhere. They had these 14 kings spread out using them all the time. The Vatican did. Now 10 of them are going to be given open offices where the world will recognize them, but they're going to also be given some understanding, and they're going to turn against the Vatican, and they're going to bring nuclear war burning the Vatican and the world. This is all, it calls it judgment. It's actually a prophesied event that's not going to fail. Search out the book of Yahweh and read. Not one of these will fail. Well, he devoured, he broke in pieces, then trampled the residue. Residue, that's the remaining people. The remaining people, trampled them. The remaining people with his feet. It was one of the Isaiah said they're so cruel. They strip the hide off of those who don't give them anything to chew on. They strip the hide. And this they did. They even put them on stretchers and so forth. All the beast, different from all the beast that were before it, and it had 10 horns. That 10 horns, brethren, is what I just showed you a picture of here a few minutes ago. I want to show you again. You got to get this in your mind. We're going to get you some information on all of these. These 10 horns. Got to apologize to that one in white there for sure. You know, this is so evil, but to the world, a whole world is following this evil system. Led by Satan. Satan is the one that owns it. That's what your Bible says. These people out there, they own Bibles. They just won't pay any attention to what the Bible says, and you show them in the Bible. Well, look here. Let me show you who you belong to when you're following this group. And they can read it for themselves, but they still don't believe. They don't believe. Hebrews 4 said our forefathers that they brought out of Egypt don't believe. Was I supposed to believe you when you was offering all these offerings in the wilderness? Was I supposed to believe that those you were offering to Yahweh? And then Yahweh tells you, I know who the gods were that you was offering these offerings to. But the Christians, they can't see that at all. Well, here, this system. Now, the commentators, they know that this is the Catholic Church. The fourth beast of Daniel is, they know this to be the Vatican that sits on seven hills. There's too many scriptures that shows you. It shows you where it's located in the last day and what it's going to be bringing forth. The eating swine's flesh, the worshiping the traditions handed down by they say it was Moshe. It wasn't Moshe that handed these traditions down. It was the Coptic Catholics. Coptic, get this in your mind. Coptic means Egyptian. Catholic means universal, meaning they worship all gods. That's what you see in Rome today. That's the reason they won't apologize for or repent of sodomy, because one of the gods gave them that right. It wasn't this one that has the obelisk that gave it to them, but they have gods, many gods. And the apostle said, there's gods many and lords many, but there's only one that has authority, and he's following his plan, and he's bringing that plan about. Worship one of these gods, and Satan will take you over, and she will use you for a little while before this world is destroyed, but it's going to be destroyed in this generation by these 10 men right here. How did Yahweh know there'd be 10 of them? There was 14 count. How did he know that four of them was going to leave? And they would choose these 10 right here. How did he know that? And he put it in print for all the Christians to read, but they won't read it. And when they read it, they don't believe it. Well, this beast was extremely, extremely evil. And he has 10 horns. And I considered the horns. Then he says, I considered these horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there was three that was transplanted. This means to transplant, like you transplant a tree. They took them and transplanted them in another place. The Micah said, beyond Damascus. Stephen, he said, he gave the same prophecy, but he said, beyond Babylon. So he was making a prophecy, not quoting. He was quoting part of Micaiah's prophecy, but he also said, no, I'm going to take you beyond Babylon. So he shows you the next location of this beastful system. And then he shows you in Revelation 7, Mystery Babylon now setting on seven hills. How could it be any plainer? Well, there's even more than that. Well, he plucks up three, and notice these have eyes like men, and they have a mouth speaking, passing laws. Eyes, right now, there's nothing goes on in the world, seems like, that you don't have many eyes seeing it all the time. Even when they're killing a person, they wake up to the fact that they're in the next few days that this is going all over Facebook and going to the news media and so forth. And while they're standing there shooting that man, they're taking pictures of him. Okay, a mouth speaking that great things, that's passing laws. I've brought you that before. This is, remember the little horn. My time is up, but let me get just one more. Notice verse 9 very carefully now. Come on now. He's very evil. He's practicing this evil. He's killing, he's devouring, he's breaking in pieces, and he's trampling the people that are left, trampling the ones that are left. Now, the ones who have immediate rule sit on about 3 acres of land, or 10 acres of land, something like that. And they have a rule over all the world. And they're trampling with the feet. They couldn't care less about Venezuela, about Argentina. They couldn't care less about Afghanistan. As long as we get the oil, who cares about the people? Notice how long, verse 9, now read it for yourself so you'll know how long this beast stays in prophecy, stays in action. You see that? Until, you notice that word until? Don't forget this now. He stays, he's in action right now. This fourth beast is in action. The ten kings that he names there, they're in action right now in this time period. And Revelation shows them. And we'll get deeper and deeper into that as we get deeper into this subject. But remember, these ten kings are the ones that's going to bring the nuclear war. I kept wondering for years, where are these ten kings? And they just pop up right in front of my eyes. These are prophecies you can depend on, brethren. The only way that you could lose out right now is to disappear from the house of Yahweh, go off into la-la land and get maybe some student loans and start letting it take all your time. And this is your salvation thrown away. You should be here being teachers, becoming teachers of the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. That program right there is going to be the highly advertised, the highly bragged on, the teachers that teach that, you're going to be above and beyond anything you've ever dreamed of. Just for what you can do here in the next few months in this house. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the service back to the next leader. I love you!